This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. And the certificates are not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Today's trivia theme is entertainment in the 1960s. That'd be kind of fun. Mark, tell us the audience, you're going to invite them to a speaking event.
So the hosts are going to be at some upcoming events here in the Bay Area that we're going to share with you now. Actually, one of my partners, John Citrino, and I will be talking at Bobby Sharma's meetup group. He's got two of them in the Bay Area coming up Monday night, February 26th. It's coming up fast. And Tuesday night, February 27th. So on Monday night, February 26th, we're going to be speaking at in San Francisco at the New York Life Building at 425 Market Street on the 9th floor. And on Tuesday, February 27th, we're going to be speaking in Fremont at 39650. You know, they have a lot of numbers in those streets down there in the South Bay. We don't have those big numbers here in Marin. We're lucky to have,
three.
39650 Liberty Street, Suite 200, Fremont, California.
And people have to register for it, or how if they want to attend?
Yeah, Nam, where do they go? Does Bobby have a website for his various meetups?
You can go on to meetup.com and type in Bobby Sharma, and he actually hosts quite a few meetups. They're a great place to learn about real estate investing. But if you go to meetup.com, you can learn about it, or we can post it on our blog after the show.
And any charge
to
go to those?
No, these are free. Meetups groups are almost always free. And for more information, you can always call our office at 415-883-2150 and ask for where are we going to be speaking next week. Monday night, February 26th, and Tuesday, February 27th. We've also got an industry event that's not coming up for another, little less than 2 months now, but LendIt is now the world's largest alternative finance and mortgage lending conference. And they're coming to San Francisco on April 9th and 10th. That's a Monday and a Tuesday, April 9th and 10th. LendIt is coming to the Moscone Center in San Francisco, and they expect between 5,000 and 6,000 people.
Wow.
And it's a significant event. And so a lot of the fintech companies will be there. A lot of the new crowdfunding lending companies are going to be there. And Pacific Private Money is going to be there. We are going to be in the trade show. We have a booth. And we're going to be there with our very attractive Pacific Private Money loan documentation experts are going to be there joining us to hand out information and to, get new leads.
You are talking about Nam, right? He's a good looking guy.
No, our own Sophia Conrad and Sarah O'Sullivan and Mirka Garrett are going to be there on hand to help explain what it is we do at Pacific Private Money and why you should go to us, the local regional experts, instead of those nationwide guys. We're going to be going head to head with those nationwide guys.
I mean, how quickly can those nationwide guys actually fund a loan?
Well, no faster than we can. And certainly, generally speaking, not as fast as we can.
That's what I would think, yeah.
Yeah, because, when you have a nationwide platform, you can't possibly have boots on the ground in every marketplace. And so just in their general nature, they're also a little bit more bank-like because a lot of their money is coming from hedge funds or family offices. And a lot of those monies have terms to them in which they you know, can't necessarily lend in this under the same way that we lend out. And you've heard us talk about how at Pacific Private Money, we take a holistic approach. In other words, we listen to the story of the borrower, and that goes a long way in deciding, you know, do we like the story and going forward and making a decision on whether to lend or not. Whereas, you know, banks and these platform lenders that have a nationwide focus, you know, they need to be more bank-like. When as you scale, you can't scale that holistic model. It just doesn't work.
I would think also they'd eventually have to increase their prices because there's a lot more costs associated, you know, the auditing and, you know, like you said, there's no real boots on the ground. So, you know, how do they scale that?
Well, you know, how they scale it is they advertise the heck out of it and make it sound like, you know, use their system. It's, you know, it's free. It's easy. There's no upfront fees, which, you know, there's no upfront fees for any of our loans as well. In fact, you should never pay an upfront fee for alternative finance. If anyone ever asks you for one, run for the hills.
All right. Okay, guys, you know what? Believe it or not, we're going to go to a first commercial break here. Yeah. All right, here we go. Again, we're talking entertainment in the 1960s. What two TV shows are based on a town called Hooterville? All right. That's our trivia question. Call 888-912-1190 for the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate, which is worth of over $100. By the way, Ladies of Broadway are coming to Marin Center this March, March 17th at the Marin Civic Center. Be prepared to be amazed and inspired as these powerhouse Ladies of Broadway hit the stage for a dynamite evening, highlighting the tales and talents of stellar Broadway experiences. They do from Legally Blonde, Mamma Mia, Wicked, and other Broadway productions. I've seen them before. They're awesome. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. I'll be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world often use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around. Tell me who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% or more. Call Pacific Private Money and join thousands of other Bay Area investors who have watched their income grow. A 7.5% return secured with Bay Area real estate is certainly worth looking into. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or call 415-883-2150. PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
The Ladies of Broadway are coming to Marin Center this March. Prepare to be amazed and inspired as these Broadway powerhouse ladies hit the stage for a dynamic evening highlighting the tales and talents of their stellar Broadway experiences. Seven accomplished women will perform and share not only their own Broadway highlights and stories, but their tributes to women such as Ethel Merman, Bernadette Peters, and Audra McDonald that have inspired them throughout their careers. This performance for all ages is produced by Transcendence Theater Company, the creators of the award-winning Broadway Under the Stars concert series in Wine Country. Broadway professionals currently scheduled to appear in Ladies of Broadway include women from Broadway shows such as Wicked, Mamma Mia, Hairspray, Legally Blonde, Motown the Musical, and American in Paris, and many more. Performances will be on March 17th and 18th at Marin Veterans Memorial Auditorium. Reserve tickets at www.ladiesofbroadway.com. That's www.ladiesofbroadway.com.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%.
Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan. First trivia question was, what two TV shows are based on a town called Hooterville? This is 1960s television.
I was not watching those shows.
I didn't like them, actually, myself. Green Acres and Petticoat Junction.
Oh, is that right? I wouldn't have guessed either of those.
We wouldn't have guessed those. Okay. Mark, you got some stats for us.
Oh, some news facts for this segment. You know, we all know that, interest rate, unless you're hiding under a rock, you know that interest rates have been going up, both short-term and long-term rates. And mortgage rates are based on long-term rates. And mortgage rates for the past week were, roughly up to 4.4%. Now, if you look year over year, it's up maybe about 0.25%. I think we were about 4.1, 4.15 about a year ago today. But what happened between last year and this year in the last 12 months is, we actually, interest rates went back down again, the long-term rates. I think they went down to as low as about 3.5 during the summer, late fall, and now they've come up again. And, it's funny because for the last 4 years, the beginning of the year predictions were always, well, mortgage rates are going to go up this year. They're probably going to be, hitting the high fours or five. And that's not happened. And every year over the last 4 years, we've had something happen in the economy that has resulted in long-term rates going back down again. But this time, I'm not sure we can rely on that. And I know a lot of my, buddies in the conventional lending business are pretty much convinced that low mortgage rates, or I should say, let's just say mortgage rates in the 3% range, we may not live to see those rates again, which again is not necessarily bad news in and of itself. I mean, the average interest rate for mortgages, depending on how far back you go, is between 6% and 8% for a home mortgage. And so it's shocking for those of us who've been in the real estate market for the last 10 years to think about that going forward. But I think it's likely that that's the direction that mortgage rates are going to head.
And is it based on the consumer confidence? Is it based on just the economy doing better? What do you think?
Well, there's a number of things that affect the long-term rate. First of all, mortgage rates are generally based on the 10-year T-bill rates, which that rate has been going up steadily for the past several weeks. And, it's a function of the perception of inflation. Generally speaking, that's probably the largest proponent of long-term rates are what is the expectation of inflation. And some of the inflation numbers that have come in lately have been surprising, at least to the to the pundits who predict these things, higher than predicted. So, we've all been expecting this to happen, and so this is really not surprising. But the good news is that according to Fannie Mae, and we talk about Fannie Mae, often on this program because they have a very well-funded, economic division that studies all these things. So what is Fannie Mae anyway? Well, that's the Federal National Mortgage Association. They're a government-sponsored enterprise, and they are one of the largest purchasers of mortgages on the secondary market, and they have an economic and strategic research group. And according to that group, they just came out with an updated article this past week. It says rising long-term interest rates and soaring market volatility are not enough to alter their forecast for a strong 2.7% real GDP growth in 2018. And that's actually really good news. They go on to say strength in economic fundamentals continues to underpin current forecasts, including recent momentum in domestic demand and a historically healthy labor market. So things that feed into that are, the confidence rate, which is high, consumer spending, which is high, and the fact that even though that we expect the first market rate hike of the year at the March Fed meeting, this is a move that's already fully priced into the market. And they do expect a continued gradual monetary policy normalization under the new leadership of Fed Chair Jeremy Powell. What exactly is monetary policy normalization? Yeah. So just the use of that word normalization would seem to suggest that they believe that interest rates are artificially low and that they're solving for higher long-term rates. So again, we've had a great run for those of us in the real estate market who've enjoyed, you know, 3 and 4% mortgage rates. Even on the commercial side, it's been an amazing run. But, you know, that is going to impact how we buy real estate. It's also going to impact real estate prices, although maybe not as much as some might predict. I know that there's some out there that believe, oh, if mortgage rates go up to 5%, that could trigger the next real estate recession and prices are going to go down because affordability is going to go down. Not necessarily. I mean, we've got rising incomes. We have a full employment rate, essentially. And we've got low inventory. There's just not that much available on the market. So, and those are things that aren't likely to change soon. Well, at least the inventory is not likely to change. That's for sure. There's just really nothing on the horizon that would suggest that in California anyway, that there's going to be any rush to be building the number of units necessary to meet the growth in our population and housing demand. So all those things considered, at least for this year anyway, for 2018, those that pundify and write about these things.
Pundifiers.
You know, I I'm scouring the internet, looking at blogs. I'm looking for anybody that's writing about, you know, some impending doom and gloom or some black swan event that
2018.
Yeah, it just really seems like, although you know what we don't know yet is that and it's too early to tell. There's a lot of excitement about the housing market itself in the Bay Area and in California. How strong will it be this year? And I will tell you that, you know, 1 week into it from, you know, they say that the beginning of the sales season is the weekend after the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
And a couple of things I've noticed is that there wasn't a staggering increase by any means in the number of homes listed post-Super Bowl. And I happen to have, the company has a house that we're flipping in Oakland, and the visitorship was a little bit on the low side last weekend, which is a little bit surprising. So again, I was talking with our realtor about that. What does that mean? Well, we don't know. So there's a lot of optimism about the coming market.
You have also a change in the tax law too, which people are still trying to figure out that how that's going to affect.
But generally, that's perceived as a good thing.
Well,
you know, that's that the tax changes. Well,
except for,
it's a double-edged sword. Yeah, there's some parts taxes of it that are good, lower tax rates and lower capital gains rates. But you're right, the fact that now they're saying that they're capping the amount of taxes and interest that you can write off. So
exactly.
Anyway,
all right,
stay tuned.
And when we come back, Nam, you've got a couple of interesting case studies to go over here.
Yeah.
Entertainment in the 1960s. What singing group were Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield better known as? Those two guys are better known as what group? All right. Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield. Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients are doing just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call them at 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. You've probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where the real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% or more secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low-interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan-to-value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan. Second trivia question. What singing group were Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield better known as?
Well, I'm sure it wasn't the Mamas and the Papas.
No. You need two more people for that one.
B-squared?
B-squared. No. The Righteous Brothers.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
So far off.
Okay. Quick little mention here. If you're thinking of a wedding venue, which I guess coming up on weddings in the springtime pretty soon, a family reunion or a place for you and some friends, check out the San Francisco Theological Seminary in San Anselmo, where a gracious two-story, completely remodeled Victorian home features six spacious bedrooms and three full baths. They can accommodate 14 guests in beds or 50 people for receptions. Expansive porch, wireless internet, and clean linens and towels will be provided for a memorable event. Call 415-451-2836 or go to www.seminaryevents.com. Nam, we teased the audience saying that you had some case studies to go over.
Yeah, a couple of deals of the week. So first one was borrowers who are looking to purchase a property in San Francisco. So great credit. 800 plus FICOs, strong income and assets. They just needed $250,000. So they needed to pull it out of their existing home. It would have been a second to use for a down payment on an investment property.
Okay.
So a couple of things. One is the bank, their conventional lender wouldn't let them use the proceeds towards a down payment on an investment property. So they said no. Also, another lender that they went to was just going to take too long, conventional lenders. So they came to us for the speed, and we were able to provide them with the $250,000 they needed to purchase a property in San Francisco. And, you know, San Francisco at this particular price point is a very hot market. And again, we performed because, number one, that wasn't an issue for us in terms of the purpose, but also the speed, which people come to us at the 11th hour all the time.
You know, and something similar to that loan are the calls that we're getting that we've been getting for a while, but we've seen an increase in the last few months, and that's people who want to borrow against their existing home in a secondary position because they've got a first to remodel and sell their house. Mm-hmm. And that is something that you would think, well, why don't you just go to your bank and get a HELOC? Well, of course, they would if they could. And we're talking about a much larger percentage of the population than, say, we would have been 20 years ago when they were giving away HELOCs like candy. Yeah. But nowadays, not so much. And so we've helped quite a few people in the Bay Area who were looking to move, whether they're downsizing, upsizing, or, you know, moving out of the area. And it is a hot market, and it doesn't take a whole lot of investment to get that top dollar out of your market. So we've made loans from anywhere from $150,000 to I think as much as $500,000 in secondary position on owner-occupied homes so that they could remodel them and sell them for a higher price. Now, what's so unique about that? Well, most private lenders, most alternative finance providers in California will not make a loan secured by an owner-occupied residence.
Because
the consumer lending regulations that have been passed under the Dodd-Frank financial reforms have made it much more difficult for lenders to make loans to consumers than before. Now, not so much on investment property. So what's happening with a lot of these new companies, new since crowdfunding was approved 4 years ago, and so there's a lot of alternative finance providers now in California offering non-bank financing for flippers and contractors and rental properties and anything that you don't live in. But if you live in it and you want to borrow it for basically a consumer purpose, and fixing up your home and selling it is a consumer purpose. It's not an investment purpose. Even though you might think it's an investment, the regulations don't consider that investment purpose. That's a consumer purpose. And consumer lending laws have been strengthened, and most private lenders have opted not to serve that marketplace in the last several years. Now, at Pacific Private Money, we're one of the few California alternative finance providers that do serve that market. We lend on owner-occupied. We'll make junior loans. A lot of lenders you call will say, no, we don't do seconds. We've even done thirds, depending on how much equity is in the property. So, you know, so what's the difference? Why do we do it and others don't? Well, the fact of the matter is, to make consumer loans today, you have to underwrite the loans to the borrower's ability to make the monthly payments and their ability to repay that loan, number one. Number two, you have to disclose differently. So consumer disclosures are much more regulated, much more detailed than, say, an investment property disclosure. This requires special software. It also requires additional licensing. There's the new NMLS license, or mortgage loan officer's license. And a lot of companies have elected not to get that extra licensing. So extra insurance. I mean, there's just all kinds of things you have to do within your company, including investing in underwriting guidelines and all this boring stuff. And I'm sorry if I'm putting you all to sleep out there, but the bottom line is that because of all of those reasons, basically the regulations and the licensing, most alternative finance providers will say no to you. So, when you've gotten tired of being said no to and you want to hear a yes, give us a call at Pacific Private Money. You can always go to our website and learn more about our company and the types of loans we can make. We're at pacificprivatemoney.com, or give us a call, 415-883-2150, and we can tell you about all of the various programs we have. We can't say yes to everybody. There are people we'd love to lend to, but for reasons usually having to do with regulations, we do have to say no. So we are, we are discerning to a certain degree, but more often than not, if we like the story and we can legally make you the loan, we can generally find a way to do that. So again, for more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com.
Okay. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit on the investment side, because these funds that you provide to these borrowers have to come from somewhere.
Right. So,
and there's a good reason why people should listen to the rest of this program, because you're going to teach them how to earn upwards of, what, 7.5% to 8% interest?
Yeah, on average, 8% interest on your money secured by real estate.
Stay tuned. All right, here's the third trivia question. This one's really easy, so guys, get on your phone.
God, now you've set it up.
That's right. Who made the song A Boy Named Sue popular in 1969? Who was the artist? Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate, which is worth over $100. Who made the song A Boy Named Sue popular in 1969? You do know that, don't you?
Yep.
Okay. See, I told
Somebody
you.
Does.
I told you it'd be an easy one. All right. So don't touch that dial. When we come back, we're going to show you how you can earn over 7.5% secured by Bay Area real estate. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
For almost a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Their clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying over 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Thinking of a wedding venue, family reunion, or a place for you and some friends? Check out the San Francisco Theological Seminary in San Anselmo, where a gracious, two-story, completely remodeled Victorian home features six spacious bedrooms and three full baths. The expansive kitchen boasts a professional range and large center island for family cooking. The formal dining room is accented by a working fireplace, and the large dining room is perfect for meals with close family and friends. This Victorian home can accommodate up to 14 guests in beds or 50 people for receptions. The expansive porch, wireless internet, and clean linens and towels provided will provide you a memorable event you won't soon forget. Call 415-451-2836 or go to www.seminaryevents.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Edward Brown here along with Mark Honf and Nam Phan. Third trivia question. Who made the song A Boy Named Sue popular in 1969?
That'd be Johnny Cash.
That'd be Johnny Cash. That is correct. All right. So, Mark, we told the audience that when we came back, we were going to show them how they could earn between 7.5% to 8% interest. Take it away.
So companies like Pacific Private Money, who are in the alternative real estate finance space, for the most part, use private capital to fund their loans. And so you've probably seen websites that that tout real estate-backed investing. Some are nationwide, some are local. At Pacific Private Money, we're very local. We're California-based. We lend in California, and most of our investors happen to be from California, although we can take out-of-state money. And there's generally two ways that you can invest in real estate debt. And I might just add that real estate debt as an investment is growing in popularity. It's already been growing over the last 5, 6, 7 years as the real estate market's recovered and more people had discovered that they can take their low interest rate savings and invest it in a semi-liquid real estate backed note.
Well, I remember we've been doing the show since August 2010. And back then, Mark used to say it was the best kept secret. It ain't a secret anymore.
No. Although it's surprising how many people still, you know, because we talk to people every week at our offices at Pacific Private Money in downtown Novato, and it still amazes me how many people are just so unfamiliar with, you know, mortgage investing, as we call it. Yeah. And to participate in mortgage investing, there's two general ways you can do it, and we work with both types of investment options. One is to invest either partially or in 100% in a particular note, in a single real estate secured note. The second way is to invest in a mortgage pool fund like the Pacific Private Money Fund, which you've heard us talking about here for the last 5 years. Nam's going to give us a little bit of some information that you may not know on if you're a note investor, if you've invested in notes before and your preference is to invest in individual notes versus a mortgage pool fund. We have an exciting new platform available that we launched last quarter that is now taking taking off and is in full steam. Yeah. Nam, what are we talking about?
Yeah, so we're talking about private money loans. It's privatemoneyloans.com. It's a marketplace. Really, it's regionally focused. So most of the loans that we'll have on there will be Bay Area or Northern California or California. And it's something, as you mentioned, Mark, that's still in beta. It's only been launched for a couple of months now. We have about 4 loans on there. And the interesting thing is I was talking to one of our note investors earlier this week who had been chasing individual notes with us for the longest time. She was trying to, you know, whenever we'd send out an email. So prior to having the marketplace, Private Money Loans, we'd send out a blast email to our investor database and she would lose out. She'd get frustrated because she wanted to invest $100,000. She, and most of our investors who are able to decision really quickly on these loans, oftentimes they're taking down loans that are $500,000. So she's competing against really high net worth
deeper investors, pockets who right? can react more quickly.
So I told her this week about private money loans and how you don't have to invest, now she can invest up to 200, but you don't have to invest all of it in one loan. You can actually take fractions of loans. So she was really excited about that because now she has an opportunity to invest maybe $30,000 on a property versus the full 200. And she wanted to diversify.
And she won't lose out on for a lot of these other people.
Well, and that's right. just it. The way that at Pacific Private Money, we were getting funding commitments for our individual notes for years has been the same as many, if not most, private money loan originators have been conducting their business, which is you get a loan request. You decide you're gonna approve it. You collect all the data. Okay, now it's time to get funding commitments. What do? Well, some lenders will just pick up the phone and call their handful of lenders who invest in their notes. Others, like us, who have collected maybe several dozen up to, in fact, we've got well over 100 in our kind of go-to database. We start sending email blasts to many, if not most, in that particular category of our database. And and then the email inbox would start ringing, it just, email, or the phone would start ringing saying, mm-hmm. Hey, I just got an email from you. I like that loan. I want to commit to it. Oops, sorry. Someone just called 5 minutes ago and took that loan. So it was really a lot of competition, fast paced, have to make a decision quickly. And that just doesn't work for people who, really ought to and should take their time and look at it. And so being able to go on the platform of privatemoneyloans.com, you can see which loans, where the activity is. It tells you what percentage of the loan has been committed. And so you can go in and commit to. And what's interesting about the platform is when you commit to it, it's not an absolute you have to now invest the money. It's you've basically said, hey, I'm interested in this. I'm willing to sign up for this amount. Now I want to look at the rest of the information because we don't make all of the borrower information available to just everybody. You actually have to, first you register to see what's available on the site. And once you register, you can sign in at any time, look at what deals are available to invest in. You can commit to all or a portion of a loan. And once you've done that, now you're entitled to see the private information
right.
supplied by the borrower, like their credit report or their loan application or their W-2 or the appraisal on the property or the preliminary title report. All of those types of information we don't just generally make available to the public because there's privacy laws that we have to adhere to. So, but it's an extremely efficient way for you in the comfort of wherever you are from your phone or your tablet or your desktop to look at and view available California trust deed investments. And where you want to go is privatemoneyloans.com, as opposed to our company name, which is Pacific Private Money. So I know it can be confusing. Our company is pacificprivatemoney.com. Our individual note platform is available at privatemoneyloans.com.
And so, the rate of return will be a little bit lower on private money loans than in the fund, right?
Say that again.
The rate of return that the investor would earn might be a little lower in private money loans.
It's about the same. It's okay. About the same. So the Pacific Private Money Fund, which is a mortgage pool fund, is paying just a couple of ticks under 8% right now. And we've got loans on privatemoneyloans.com that are 7.5, 8, 8.5. It kind of depends. Is it a junior loan? Is it a first? What is the LTV? What's the nature of the loan and the property and such? So those are market priced depending on the nature. In fact, some of the seconds that we think we'll probably be putting on there at some point might pay 9%. So there's a lot of there's a little bit. It's different choice. But for people who are inexperienced with note investing, we recommend they try investing in our mortgage pool fund, the Pacific Private Money Fund, which we're nearly 5 years with a track record. We've paid almost exactly 8% out during that five-year period, a little bit more in the first couple of years. The last 2 years, we've been about 7.85%. And for more information, go to our website, of course, which is pacificprivatemoney.com.
Also, the fund is actually more liquid than the private money loans.
There's a lot of differences between investing in a fund and investing in an individual note. There's pros and cons to both. There's more flexibility in a fund, but you've got a more direct investment in an individual note. So again, it depends on your appetite. And we love talking to people about how to compare and contrast the differences between a mortgage pool fund of secured mortgages versus investing in individual notes. So for more information, do give us a call or go to our website. We've got webinars on there where we talk about those things.
Very good. All right. Don't touch that dial. When the Best of Investing comes right back, we're going to have some closing comments.
You're listening to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Nam, you have a deal of the week for us.
Yeah, another deal of the week. And this one is a combination of things. It's speed and also self-employment. Two of the big reasons why people come to us. So this is a gentleman who actually had he was leasing a warehouse, called Commercial Condo Warehouse in Monterey. It was this new concept down there where they built out this sort of garage where you can house your collectibles. So okay. Down there, a lot of people have, you know, cars, collector cars and stuff like that. So he was leasing it, but he had a lease option. It was coming up for expiration, so he had to act quickly. Problem is, he was very, very solid borrower, 800 FICOs. Again, he's a tech CEO. He was a tech CEO. He went out on his own, into a consulting business. So his employment status changed, his income changed. So he was going to go to his bank, but they said, sorry, you don't make that income anymore as a tech CEO. You show no income. Nice. And he was about to bring on a few clients. So we caught him in between, you know, his careers essentially. And he was running out of time on this lease option. So he came to us again for speed, great assets. He owned, you know, a lot of cars, home, et cetera. Just kind of a no-brainer deal for us.
Sure.
But again, for the bank, it didn't fit in that box of, you know, the income wasn't there.
You know, we've done a number of lease options in the last year, and it's, I just love these deals. So what happens is the person who's calling, the borrower, the applicant, will call and say, I entered into a lease option to buy the home I'm living in 4 years ago or 3 years ago. Oh, yeah. And more often than not, the purchase price that was negotiated is fabulous compared to today's market value. And so what we've been able to do is provide some pretty aggressive financing in those situations, because you may recall that, you know, private money generally doesn't lend more than 70% loan to value. Now, but what if your purchase price is $1 million and the property value is worth 1.3 or 1.4? What number do we use to determine the loan to value? Well, generally, we'll use the market value. If an appraiser tells us the property today should sell for $1.4 million, but the strike price for the optionee, the person that's calling us saying, hey, I want to exercise this lease option, is $1 million. You know, we could go 70% off that 1.4. So we've been able to provide some relatively high percentage financing, effective financing for those buyers on those lease options. So you know of anyone in that situation, give us a call. Another one we're working on this week is a probate deal. We've done a lot of probate deals where the siblings, one wants to sell and one wants to keep, or in this case, there was four sisters and they wanted to cash one out because she was a pill, and the other three wanted to, invest in the money and invest some money in the property, improve it, and sell it. But they didn't want to do it with their with one of the four sisters.
With the pill sister.
With the pill sister, right? Yeah. So you know, and the title of the property is held in a trust, and so
yeah, banks,
you know, banks don't like that. So these are things that we can do at Pacific Private Money. We can make loans to a trust. We love probate situations. We love lease option situations. We love situations where you're running out of time, where speed is an issue, and we love situations where the bank tells you your income, either because you're self-employed or because you're changing jobs, it doesn't qualify you for a loan. So give us a call. 415-883-2150, or go to pacificprivatemoney.com.
Very good. Hey, Nam, are there any webinars coming up?
Webinars. You know what? We'll announce it on the next show. Okay. There should be coming something up in March.
Very good. All right. Here's our thoughts for the day. Never think that you are not good enough for anyone. Always ask yourself if they are good enough for you. And when life gives you 100 reasons to cry, show life you have 1,000 reasons to smile or laugh. I like that. You ready? Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown. We're wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.